Hey, the New York Yankees are still alive in the American League Championship Series. They beat the Texas Rangers last night at Yankee Stadium. That sends the series back to Texas with the Rangers leading 3-2. No matter which team makes it to the World Series, the bats, balls, and even bases they use will likely wind up in a display case somewhere, part of the massive baseball memorabilia market. Of course, if you're going to buy that stuff, you would want to know if it's real. NPR's Mike Pesca can help.
Conjure up the most amazing moments in baseball history. Jackie Robinson steals home in the World Series. Willie Mays tracks down Vic Wirtz's fly ball to deep center. Carlton Fisk drops his bat to coax a fly ball fair. You think of the athleticism. You think of the presence of mind. Unless you're Michael Posner. And then you think, whatever happened to that plate, that ball, or that bat?
We're there to record history on a nightly basis.
Posner is an authenticator, actually manager of Major League Baseball's authentication program. He's in charge of keeping straight which physical objects are the stuff of legend and which are telling tall tales when they show up on eBay claiming to be game-worn, game-used, or game-slid into. The authentication program was instituted in 2001 after an FBI investigation revealed massive fraud in the baseball memorabilia market. At Yankee Stadium yesterday, Posner was on hand to oversee a three-man rotation of authenticators. There was a distinct possibility that the Texas Rangers could qualify for the World Series. Cosmo Lebrano, like all the authenticators at the game, is a New York City policeman, useful because authentication is really just bagging evidence and establishing a chain of custody. When the Yankees won the series last year, it was Lebrano who recorded the last out recorded.
We gave them a couple of seconds and ran out on the field. Mark Teixeira, who knows the procedure, I asked him for the ball. He looked a little confused at the time, but he passed it over, put a label on it, handed it right back to him, and that was it. Now, actually, at the beginning of the season, he thanked me. He remembered, and that ball was actually presented to George Steinbrenner.
What these authenticators do is affix a hologram to every item. That corresponds to a barcode registered with the league office. And yes, they thought of what happens if you try to peel off the hologram.
The authenticity is gone. Nothing we can ever do again in the future, so that's kind of lost forever.
Posner in the authentication program doesn't assign value. The authenticators stay out of things once an item is certified as genuine. If a team wants a base, the team gets the base. If the Hall of Fame wants a uniform, they just need to ask. The value of yesterday's items would be determined by such factors as whether Ranger starter C.J. Wilson's cutter was buzzing. It was not, as TBS announcer Ernie Johnson chronicled the damage.
He'll be waved. The throw to the plate. He is safe.
The Yankees scored 3 runs in the second and added 2 in the third. In between those innings, the bases were changed, tagged, and stored. The same thing happened again in the fourth. Balls deemed scuffed were removed from play by the umpire to be recorded and tagged. Aging beasts who would spend their days being admired but never again return to the wild. In the sixth inning, the Rangers loaded the bases. The third set of bases for everyone scoring at home. If the Rangers were to come back, this would be the moment. The value of all those hologram baseballs was riding on it. WCBS Radio's John Sterling has the call.
There's the 2-2. Breaking ball, strike three.
The Yankees would hang on to win, and the Rangers' champagne would stay corked, uniced, and unchronicled. Yes, even the champagne bottles are authenticated. Or if a club chooses to use sparkling wine, the authenticator will even confer his version of authenticity on that, too. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.